When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Coming up in our headlines, Bank of Ghana intensifies fight to clamp down on illegal lending apps, threatening loan defaulters to expose their peak checks and data. Also in this bulletin, use current ban on export of cereals and grains to check smuggling of farm inputs such as fertilizer. That is an advice from the immediate past General Secretary of the General Agricultural Workers Union to government. Later on the Joy Business Van, we trace the journey of one of Ghana's fastest growing IT firms, Logon Voice Limited. We have details of these and more for you. Please stay. As always, the Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo Baka, a look now at our stories. The Bank of Ghana has indicated that it will continue to clamp down on illegal lending apps used in threatening people who default in paying back loans. According to the central bank, it is illegal to threaten to expose pictures and publish other confidential data of borrowers. In recent times, there has been a growing trend of the act, which has unfortunately forced some defaulters to commit suicide. Speaking at the Momo at 50 FinTech Stakeholders Forum, the director of FinTech at the Bank of Ghana, Kwame Opong, cautioned that the central bank will not allow unauthorized products to destabilize the financial sector.
There are several kinds of innovation. Let me give you an example. You see those illegal lending apps who've been sending messages to consumers just because people need a little bit to get by. They fall prey to this. They sign up for it. And then before they realize, pictures, sometimes not actually of them, but pictures have been extracted from their phones and is being shared across their contact lists. How is this a way of making a living if you're facilitating this? How are you putting people on suicide watch by, you know, threatening them to announce to the world that they owe you, and not just that, that they're a criminal, when basically they probably are in need of a few days to make payments? This is not...
Kwame Opong is the director of FinTech at the Central Bank. More on loans. The Ghana Export and Import Bank says it will continue to put in place a strict risk management framework to help reduce defaults on loan payments. Deputy Chief Executive Officer Rosemary Archer says the bank is also creating avenues for businesses to generate revenue from sales of their products to the general public. She spoke to Joy Business.
So far, from January to this August, we have showcased products from about over 800 SMEs, and this is a feat, I believe. We want to tell Ghanaians that it is possible. We can see, taste, and feel Ghana. We can produce our own, we can consume our own, and then as a bank, we support export. We send them to the global marketplace.
Rosemary Beryl Archer is the Deputy Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana Exim Bank. To one of our headline stories, the immediate past General Secretary of the General Agricultural Workers Union, Edward Kariwe, has advised the Minister of Food and Agriculture to use the current ban on export of cereals and grains to stop the smuggling of other farm inputs such as fertilizer. He is of the view that government would have secured total control of the porous borders where smuggling occurs if the action was taken earlier. He urged the relevant stakeholders to punish individuals who will flout the laws.
Any person who is involved in diversion of inputs to or grain to people who do not deserve it should be punished severely and even make sure that it does not occur. But in the event that someone manages to tamper with the system, that person should be punished severely.
immediate past General Secretary of the General Agricultural Workers Union, Edward Kariwe, speaking there. Advanced Technology Barb Security, ATBS, a top provider of security solutions in Ghana, is offering enticing products and discounts at this year's EcoBank Joiners Habitat Fair. With a proven track record in the security industry, ATBS is eager to connect with attendees at the event. Ahead of the fair, Operations Manager Norbert Asante tells us about the operations.
We provide quality services such as gate automation system. We have well-trained technicians which they will do your installation for you. We also have trained technicians on CCTV. Normally when people are buying CCTV, they don't take into consideration the picture quality, the strategic position that they need to consider. But ATBS will come to your house and it's free of charge. At this year, join this EcoBank Habitat Fair. We are expecting you to come. And when you come, we are giving 10% discount.
You can visit the EcoBank Joiners Mini Fair at the Good Park near Accra Mall. The fair is opened from 13 to 15 September from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. And admission is, of course, free. Be there to engage with various stakeholders in the housing value chain. EcoBank Joiners Habitat Fair. Get a house, make it a home. That's it for the Joy Business Report brought to you by EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. Please stay tuned in for the Joy Business Van right after this break.
Me say, oi, oi, EcoBank Mobile to make me crazy. Download it and use it. It go make your life so easy, yeah. Oi, download it. You go enjoy it. In my Birmingham check. Come make a download them for you. Cause you can pay bills, you can buy credit, you can pay school fees, even chest tights with the Apple. EcoBank Apple.
EcoBank Mobile App. You can pay your bills, transfer to and from mobile wallet, virtual card creation, transfer to other banks, express account opening, scan and pay, express cash, all at your fingertips with the EcoBank Mobile App. You know, it's five-star life with EcoBank. Kim promise.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the Joy Business Van brought to you by EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa, and MTN Business. What are we doing today? It started as a game, something to while away time. At least that is how Johannes Kluwe felt at the beginning. But now his business, Logon Voice Limited, which provides IT solution, has become a game changer for other businesses. Exactly how? Well, the Joy Business Van shares the journey of one of the fastest growing IT companies in Ghana. Enjoy.
At the beginning, it was all a game. Everything started from way back from my bed. You know, it was just playing around, falling in love with IT early.
Johannes Kluwe fell in love with IT at an early age.
And just playing around. Remember those times trying to design a voice over IP system? Well, I was calling it Logon Voice that time. And it was more based on Linux. I was playing around with Linux a lot. And it's called Asterisk PBX. And I was able to come on with that, you know. At the time there was no mobile money there. I was able to do transfer from one computer to another. You make a call, you put it on voicemail, you do a transfer of money from here to there. It was just fun at the time.
Yes, Johannes was just playing around then. The IT solutions he created were supposed to be for fun, not for business. But that would change over time.
Way back, I didn't really like the idea of getting paid per month. So I think that's where it all started. So way back when they were asking, don't you want to work with this company? I mean, it was not, I wasn't really having this excitement to, yeah, no. When we started business. You know, it is not like we had everything when we're going to do business. Okay, we were doing building system and we needed money to build more. And then we decided to now start selling what we have. We didn't really understand anything about doing business, what exactly happened between two people. To say doing business, we really don't really have any idea. So we started like playing around, going out and selling and trying to sell. It was not working at all. It was not working at all.
It was not easy attempting to start a business. Johannes and his team tried to sell their products to companies, but kept getting rejected.
The security man was rejecting us. Oh, out. But that's how it was. You know, we keep on going to company A, to B, to C, until some people, you know, understood that this is what we had.
Although they had good products, Johannes believes one of the reasons they could not get the buy-in of companies was because they lacked confidence. And Nino, in the space, he had no experience. But as they got rejected many times, Johannes and his team learned from their mistakes. It was only a matter of time and they got their first breakthrough.
It was a process. We didn't know it was a process. You understood then it was a process. You have to wait. So our first thing was all we did before, that the customer just asked us, just asked to present, and we got paid. So you're like, okay, this is how the game is. So we started putting more in until, you know, and we're still doing it today.
That boosted the confidence of the team. They decided to take the business to the next level.
We now understand our strength because we tested the market. We, you know, our strength that time was our product was very good and our customer care was very high, but we didn't know how. We didn't have the found, we have the contact, the network. So we have to rely on resellers. This is what we decided to do. So we call a lot of resellers, got in touch with some of them, those IT companies, and they were reselling our product. But the only contract we have with them was we want to handle the customer care. We want the customer to know us while they were keeping a big part of the money. And that is how customer would come into another customer.
And that was the strategy to expand Logon Voice's network. It worked.
That was our strength. And then by getting some little money, we were able to push more into the business and bring it more out. Now, at some point, we moved from customizing solution to now come out with our own product, which are flexible product. We started a little bit by putting them out there, but with time, we move by having them flexible online, like a normal system out there. We log in, we sign up, we start using them without calling. So our target was to reach a lot of people.
Logon Voice became a limited liability in 2013. Next time, we hear about the IT solutions that set Logon Voice apart.
So let's say you are not in Ghana, you have about 4 businesses in Ghana. You set the business, the system can have up to 10 branches. Some have unlimited branches. So when you are out there, you'll be able to know how many sales happen in your system, in your shop, this particular shop. At the end of the day, you know that you can track all your businesses from your app.
And you can watch the Joy Business Van at 5 p.m. on Business Live on the Joy News channel today. That's it for the bulletin. The Joy Business Van was brought to you by MTN Business. What are we doing today? And EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa. Talking about EcoBank, every day people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you'd want to remember. *770#. Yes, *770# is the new EcoBank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this. Just dial *770#. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. EcoBank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank. That's it for the bulletin. Don't forget to tune in to today's edition of our agribusiness series on Joy Business Masterclass. We are wading into the waters of aquaculture and fish farming. Stay tuned for all the valuable insights. Ignition is next. Please stay tuned in. I am Pius Kuju Baka. Do enjoy the rest of our programs.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.